Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
If we told you about a massive vaccination effort underway on Cape Cod last week in this, I doubt you would guess that we were talking about raccoons. Well, actually, you might guess because we spoke with wildlife biologist Brian Bjorkland back in July as on the ground and aerial rabies vaccine efforts for raccoons began on the Cape. And this is actually pretty fascinating stuff, folks. So that effort wrapped up the same month, but this fall, out of an abundance of caution, they started it again. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of rabies vaccine doses on the ground and by helicopter. It is now the largest rabies inoculation effort in state history. So we've asked Brian Bjorkland back, wildlife and rabies biologist, Cape Cod Rabies Program Coordinator with the USDA. Brian, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you're out in the field right now getting vaccines to raccoons. How's that working today? Where are you? What are you doing today? How does it physically work?
So I'm actually back in my office right now, but I had been working in Falmouth and on Joint Base Cape Cod, distributing these oral rabies vaccine baits in areas where coyotes and raccoons and foxes are likely to come across them. We do have several other town and county employees that are out as we speak distributing these baits across the landscape in Falmouth, Mashpee, Barnstable, Yarmouth, Dennis, Chatham, and Harwich, and we'll be doing so for the remainder of the week.
And so you put this stuff out there. You're dropping it literally from the sky, and you're scattering it on the ground. How do you know, and I'm chuckling at the coyotes, raccoons, and foxes, oh my, kind of rhythm of that, but how do you know they're eating them?
Yep, so the aerial operations actually concluded last Thursday. So we baited from Lakeville in Plymouth County out to Orleans on the Cape between Monday and Thursday, and we distributed roughly 100,000 of these baits from air. We were flying at about 300 feet, so we're able to pretty much pinpoint where these baits are going and access areas that we can't really get to from the ground. And then this week we're focused on ground operations, so baiting in areas where we couldn't really, fly to get these baits out. Too many people and their pets on the landscape.
So, are you sure the animals are going to eat them? And second, what happens if the pets eat them?
Yep, so first, I'll answer your second question first. So the baits are generally considered safe for pets and people. If your dog were to consume one or more of the baits, he or she may experience an upset stomach from the fish meal coating on the outside of the bait, but they have a long track record of being very, very safe for people and their pets. And each bait is stamped with an 800 number that we request that if somebody were to find the bait to call just to report, where they found the animal. But then once this whole operation is wrapped up, USDA will return to the areas where we put the baits out and live trap raccoons and other rabies vectors to take some blood samples and see what the vaccination rates were as a result of the bait distribution.
All right. So I got to ask you, we are talking about, I'm sorry, what feels to me as a layperson to be a massive vaccination effort here. Why? Is it because rabies is fatal to mammals if they get it and they can't get treated? Is it because I was shocked to discover that there was actually a time when terrestrial animals, not in my lifetime, actually didn't have rabies in Massachusetts? Why are we doing this?
Sure. So as you mentioned, the rabies virus is nearly 100% fatal if not treated. In Massachusetts, raccoon rabies was first discovered in 1992, and that prompted representatives from down on the Cape, Tufts University, and the Centers for Disease Control to set up this program to see what they could do to prevent rabies from eventually getting to the Cape, and that held true for over 10 years. But then in 2004, we found a rabid raccoon in Bourne just over the canal, and despite our best efforts to prevent it from spreading all the way to Provincetown, it did within 2 years. So since then, we had been working really hard to get rabies back off the Cape, and we went over 8 years without having a single case of terrestrial-based, so raccoon-based rabies on the Cape. And that was really outstanding, and it was tremendously successful. This past May, we documented our first case in Hyannis in over 8 years, and that prompted this whole effort to make sure that we snuff out whatever is out there on the Cape so that we don't, you know, relive what we had experienced back in 2004.
So I just want to clarify for listeners, aerial being bats versus terrestrial beings.
Exactly.
Right. All right, so last question for you. You know, I kind of imagine something sort of Apocalypse Now with the bait falling from the sky and the helicopters and being spread across the ground. Is this like the new normal? Am I going to be talking to you next year about the hundreds of thousands of vaccines you're going to be spreading?
So we have done this, conducted this distribution program twice annually for the past, well, at least since 2005. So it's not really a new program, but to this extent where we're baiting from Lakeville to Orleans, that's somewhat new, and that's in response to this, to that case that we had in Hyannis. We're not really sure what we're going to be doing next spring. It really depends on, you know, rabies surveillance results and if any other cases arise, you know, on the Cape. So I can't really tell you what the plans are for next year.
We'll have to check in with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Brian Bjorklund is a wildlife and rabies biologist and the Cape Cod Rabies Program Coordinator with the USDA. Brian, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming back and joining us.
Thank you very much.